What are you calling?
He didn't. He didn't confirm, so he didn't say anything. Yeah. All right.
Call the order.
Okay. At what time is it?
At 4:01.
4:01. Okay.
I'll call the roll.
I'll call the roll. So, trustee. All right, trustee Bruder.
Present.
Trustee Moreno is absent. Chair Rubel.
Here.
Vice Chair Ellison.
Here.
All right. And then you can just go ahead and read the consent calendar.
The board will enact the consent calendar staff recommendations by one motion without discussion, unless the trustee, member of the public, or staff requests that an item be removed for discussion. Do I have a motion to approve the consent calendar?
I approve.
Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
The consent calendar is approved.
And carried unanimously. Well, it's all part of the consent calendar, so you can move on and put a number four.
Public comments. Persons may address the board on any subject matter within the board's jurisdiction that is not listed as an item on the agenda. State law generally prohibits the board from discussing or taking action on any issue not included on the agenda, but if appropriate, the board may schedule a topic for further discussion or refer the matter to staff.
There are no public comments, and there's no public present.
All right, staff comments.
Okay.
That's right. Your staff.
Am I?
I'm going to update you guys on a lot, so we'll go kind of building by building. That's the best way to do it.
There you go.
Sure.
Yes.
We'll start off with Civic Center. First and foremost, Civic Center, we just left that meeting before this one, is going through a massive renovation, which is the children's room and restroom renovation. It begins Monday. So the children's room will be out of commission. For a portion of it, will be out of commission beginning Monday. There's going to probably be some time during summer reading where it's gone for probably like 2 weeks because we got to do the carpet and the painting for the children's room. But that will renovate both the interior bathrooms, not the lobby ones clearly, and also the children's restrooms. And then the painting and everything else inside the kids' room. The parking lot here at Civic Center is also going to get redone. The cracks and everything got filled, but that is waiting until after we're complete with the restroom project. And then what you're going to see that's going to be very different is the parking lot will have to be redone for ADA in the front portico right here. They're going to fix some ADA issues that we have. They're going to redo the stucco that's underneath the patio that's falling apart. And then they're also going to be adding gates to the parking lot. So we're not going to be able to just park here 24/7.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a change.
Yeah.
So is that at the entry driveways?
The gate? Yeah, both sides. But those will be open way before you guys move in.
So those are those metal gates?
Yeah.
Like you have
to have a picture for... No, we don't do any of it. It's actually, they're usually just padlocked.
Yeah, they're
right. And it's the park rangers that do that in the morning. So
like,
when they check
so
on...
the city park.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like when the city park opens, then they open that. Same with South, same thing.
So do you think we still have the issue of everybody in that building parking here?
Maybe, but we're also going to, once we re-slurry and do the lines, we're going to be enforcing parking. So the reason why we have issues right now is we have been enforcing parking.
Mm-hmm.
But we have new signs up, we're going to redo all the lines, re-slurry everything, and then we're going to start enforcing parking with PD. Which that'll clear them out really fast.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's Civic Center, do I miss anything?
Civic Center, park seating, restrooms.
Hold on. Parking, restrooms, okay. Summer reading program in general for all three branches begins in June,
okay.
From June to July. Clearly there's a lot going on for us. Restrooms, parking, I think that's it for Civic.
Yeah.
I feel like the answer is no because of the look on the roof space, but I'm pretty sure that's it.
Oh, we do web design, but anyway, I'll do it later.
Yeah. Which one?
New website coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New website for the city, actually.
For the city, yeah. Yeah, next, starting next week, it'll be.
But we're affected, because we're getting a new one too, is on the 23rd. Goes live on the 23rd. Then for South, we're going to be doing a Dia de los Niños event. That's normally, we don't have one here, we normally have one here in Memorial, but they're not doing it this year. We're doing one over at Orange Avenue Park on April 30th. Also, anything else?
Yes. We're in the process of getting.
Sorry, what is the?
April 30th.
April 30th, a Saturday?
Yeah.
We're in the process of getting the passport office.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And South will be set up and running.
The South branch.
So South will have passport office. Well, we're in the process of training everybody first.
Yes.
And
that's the artist
one? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Did the one, it's been a while, did the one at Okai reopen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All branches are open. Regular.
The passport.
Yes.
Everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did I miss anything in South? I think that was it.
That's the week. Yeah.
Okay. And then Otay Ranch, their biggest thing is their renewal for their lease is coming up, which is next year. And I can't believe it because I feel like we just did that. But it's already next year. It's going up for renewal. We're going to work on renewing with the mall. The other thing that we're going to do, though, is what's also quickly coming online at the exact same time, because that's just the way that it works, where all our projects that were waiting for COVID all of a sudden came online at the same time, is we're working on the process to build the Millennium Library. Sooner than you probably think, like within 14 months, it's already going to break ground. Sooner than that, it'll likely break ground.
Probably, yes.
So, and I didn't have it, just for the record, I didn't have that on my plans to look at it anytime soon, but that's great. So it'll probably coincide with Otay Ranch's lease, and at the same time we'll be switching over to the other one,
so
which is a full service library.
It'll break ground within 14 months?
Less than 14 months. Not.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's going to get more people coming to Millennial? Because they have that water fountain, food court.
Probably.
Oh, I think it will.
Yeah, I see.
I think it will.
The issue that we have at Otay is that the space is what's limiting the services. We've kind of reached our capacity, and the staff, we can only have so much staff there at a time because it's so small, and we can only do so many programs. So I think, like today, they just had a program outside, and it was like 70 kids.
Wow.
And it's like they're asking for it, but we don't have the space for it.
Uh-huh.
So I think
it's
that
time.
There's the demand for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like the Christmas program, we're like,
it was
on top of each other.
Yeah,
that was
really
tight.
Yeah.
Really
tight. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We've known that to be an issue for Otay Ranch
for
some time. You know, we were doing story times and it was like an upwards of 90 people in there, and it's getting
and they're still. I mean, story times have been.
Yeah.
Like,
I haven't been in a while, but
there.
I remember we did it. They used to do it at the passport
yes.
office, so you could have
yeah.
the room.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But then that could be an issue if you wanted to also get books. My kids have a time limit on how long they'll pay attention.
Oh, of course.
And going from one
yeah.
building to the next, it was like, oh, we're going home.
This is going to be the biggest library in South Bay. I mean,
oh,
it's,
wow.
you know, that's what it feels like. It's going to be, because like there really isn't one other than Civic Center. So I just feel like, you know, especially in the East with that population there, it's such need. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this sounds like a silly question, but it's going to be such a much bigger library than Otay.
Mm-hmm.
Are we getting like an increase in budget for books? Are you going to have stuff to
so
build this new library?
Normally when you build a new library, the book budget is well, the increase for the new books that belong in that is built into building the
yeah.
new library. It always is.
Okay.
Because you have to have an opening collection.
Yeah.
You can't just take from what we have. Clearly we don't have
no.
it. And it's not enough in Otay Ranch. So you guys will be hearing more. You'll likely see the design. I think I've actually shown you what the theme canvas looks like quite a while ago.
Yeah,
I mean, it's been a while.
Before COVID.
And you'll kind of see a little bit more on the design concept as it plays out. But right now what we're trying to do is just work the funding aspect of it and then get it to go forward. Basically, where we're at is they're looking at shovel-ready projects, and that's one that's ready. You know, so we've been told many times over the permits can be pulled today for that one to actually go through and start it. So, exciting times. I mean, we need a new library. I can't wait to see a new library. I know Diana and her team out there at Otay Ranch are really ready to program a new library. They have, they can do it, and it's, the space is going to be amazing for them.
What's on the outside? Is there like a nearby park or?
There's a park right next to it.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
So where Millennia is you guys know where Fire Station 10 is, the new one. The newest fire station next to the McDonald's and the drive-thru Jamba Juice. Bye Bye Baby.
It's
and
across from
the mall. Home Goods is.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where the drive-thru Jamba Juice is.
Oh.
But the back side closest to Bye Bye Baby.
Oh.
So if you look behind that,
next to the hotel.
Behind that is Fire Station 10.
Okay.
Right. Like actually, if you're in the drive-thru for Jamba, you can see Fire Station 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
So our lot is right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next to the hotel, right?
Yeah.
Moving very far.
No. Across the street.
So
that is not really across the street. That's a big street.
Well,
across the mall is
the big
street.
It's a short walk.
Not that short.
Well, here's hotel and the fire station.
Yeah.
We get tourists too then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's, you know, we'll know more about designations and we're going forward. You guys will see some of the design concept. Right now, it's. Looking like technically we're all four levels, but we'll likely lease the top two, and then the bottom two will be ours.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
For the community. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like an open, so two stories?
Four.
Like, oh, four.
Four
stories.
Stories.
But then will it be like open in the middle, or like?
You know, like it.
It's going to be two levels of books, basically.
No. So in my design concept, I don't look at books in the same way. If anything Otay Ranch has taught me is when you build libraries that have really, like bookshelves that are really intense and bolted down to the ground, as we're seeing here at Civic Center, there's no flexibility. And Otay Ranch, because nothing's really bolted to Otay Ranch, we've been able to do so much.
Yeah, okay.
So way flexible.
Oh,
shelf.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That design for that library is going to be a completely different library than you guys have seen.
It's going to be very special.
Yes.
Mm.
Guaranteed.
Your community space is going to be big. You're going to see event space really big in there. It'll have probably an innovation like you probably have never seen. So
are you separating the teen and children space?
Mm-hmm. It's on two sides of the building, two different sides.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not anywhere on the same floor as the adults.
Are they going to have like exhibits like here?
I have like a wish list, and one of my things on the wish list would be a small like museum/art exhibit, but I don't know. It just depends. It's a really different concept because over there it's all windows.
Mm-hmm.
On the big campus it's all windows, so it's not like
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like kind of like Otay Ranch. Yeah, there's not like wall space. Otay Ranch is like that too, where you're like the wall.
It's gotten creative with how you display books.
We can do temporary movable
yeah.
wall.
Yeah.
Types of stuff for it, like
so
temporary pop-up galleries.
And
I'll
bring up,
totally
I'll bring up
yeah.
arts and culture too, as one of the branches, because we need to talk about that.
Oh,
chance
oh,
on the changes.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
It'll be like a museum.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it'll be an experience, yeah. I think it'll be something really special. Like I said, it's like, in South Bay, other than Civic, we don't have a library.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For our huge expanding population,
mm-hmm.
it's time, and this is going to be
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's going to be the library. So, super excited. A lot of change in a short amount of time. Oh yeah, and they all come back online in about a week. So we'll go through, and then arts and culture. So because arts and culture is library, and I know you guys are in Cultural Arts Commission, but you should know what's happening in arts and culture. Library is going to be also taking on a space in Oleander. Oleander, which is previously the Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that space.
It's currently, there's COVID testing, right? And then there's the gym, we're taking back the gym. And we're working right now with the school district to look at our next station that we're going to be putting forward together. So you'll be hearing more about that. It'll work really well with Arts and Rec is looking at moving into the skate park. Arts and Rec is a store right here.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
a skate
yeah.
store, yeah.
It's
yeah.
a skate store. They're looking at maybe moving into the skate park and having a concession stand there. And so that'll liven up the skate park. And so that's kind of an exciting part that we'll join. And we're looking at renovating, putting in a community garden in Oleander, all of that stuff. So that's our next phase. And then we also have, which will come online under Library 2, is 50 North 4th, which is the YMCA here next to Eucalyptus.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to get redone into an art center. Harding Civic Center. It's going to have artists in residence and have artists in the space. So a lot of projects coming on.
All happening.
Super exciting. But all of them coming on all at the same time, and that's okay. I can't, you know, we worked really hard for this moment, so I'm not gonna be sad over it. I think it's a little crazy. We are still in recruitment phase. We currently still have, when we try to go through the positions we're filling, Librarian one. Library associate, those are all full-time, both full-time. Library associate, half-time and full-time.
Mm-hmm.
Management analyst, so Hila's no longer with us. She promoted, so we're rehiring for that seat. And then two librarian threes, which we didn't have before, and is unfrozen.
Huh?
And a senior.
And a senior.
Oh my god,
oh gosh.
A senior, sorry.
Librarian three.
So librarian, our entry level librarian is a librarian 1-2. It's a journey series.
Okay.
You start off as a 1, and then as you are here during, you know, you pass probation, you go through all that, you become a 2.
Okay.
3 is a specialized librarian. It's a completely different position. You have to apply for it. Usually at 3, you're in charge of a division or a department in the library. So you might be in charge of acquisitions. You might be in charge of one of the divisions in the library.
Okay.
And then senior, of course, your branch manager, and then principal, which would be student.
That's a lot of positions.
We had, you've been gone away.
I know,
we had
I'm sorry.
90-something percent turnover.
Oh my god. I was in New York, we want to talk about cool libraries.
I know.
They have.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I went to their library, they had an awesome
Yeah, New York
Post
amazing.
Yeah.
LBS.
Yeah. Don't worry.
When you were
Don't worry.
About it,
yeah.
Was like, that
Don't worry, we're
yeah.
going to compete.
Yeah, so we lose a lot of, like, what did we lose?
COVID just changed things for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So you meant, like, our principals left us, our senior left us. I mean,
the seniors left.
I hired every single position so far.
Yeah, it's just.
All of our librarians, all 100%.
It's not just
one of them.
Libraries across, everywhere.
Yeah,
I've been
but
seeing this. It's been a struggle.
So this is not exactly a question,
but
it's slightly personal. HR hires though, right?
Yes.
Because when I applied, and I can't apply now because I'm homeschooling,
it's like,
I have one class left, but because I have one class left, they were like, no. And it's like, that's going to be done in like a month.
Yeah.
So how are
Depends on what the entry level is, but that's civil service too, and that's, so when we recruit.
Are you guys looking to recruit straight out of grad school though, because I know, obviously, just in my graduating class alone, that's like 50 people, and it's a month away, two months away.
It depends on the seat. Librarian. Normally is
a
yes.
Yeah, we have a bunch of employees.
If you're not, I think it, well.
It depends.
Hourly is like 9 units you have to have.
Yes.
I'm literally on my last class.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about full time.
Well,
no, I think you can still be.
Because my son doesn't want to go back to school.
But basically, the way that it works is when in civil service you apply, HR goes through the first filtering. We don't even see the apps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's
and then after they get, like, kind of, like, they say, yes, these people go through, then they go through a first panel, which is 3 completely different people. It could be, like, maybe one of our staff members and everybody else is external. And then they rank those people, and then the top 3-5, depending on, if maybe there's ties, sometimes it's 10 if there's ties, those come to us.
Okay. Are you getting a lot of applications?
It's been hit and miss. senior position, it's been difficult to get applications. But senior makes sense, because the pool's smaller than people with experience, right?
Yeah.
And then it's also the fear of, do I want to move, and then I don't have seniority, and all of that. So
what
it's
about out of state, out of
We do, but sometimes they're not as, like, we've been ghosted.
It's a hard place to move to, too.
Oh, my goodness.
And because it's so expensive.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a hard part, too.
That's the...
Yeah.
And even on the last couple ones where even, they weren't out of state, but they were out of the region, and we actually did the second interview in person to make sure that they were serious about wanting to move.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know, like, are you really going to move here? Or are you just trying to test the waters? And
I mean, luckily, there are a lot of them from L.A., which is comparable, but it's still San Diego. It's still so difficult. Yeah.
Well, what about salary-wise?
They're pretty comparable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There
so it's not just Well, but it's hard to say that when everything else got expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's difficult right now to hire anybody.
Right? Like, that's you know, salary's great, but then this got, this went up, so. So it's been a struggle, but it's not just us, it's every, every department, every industry, everything. And even some of ours, we just said, okay, well, we'll close it and we'll wait to reopen it at a different time, because across the region, we're seeing it. Like other library directors are also seeing the same thing. It's very hard to find candidates for this position, which makes sense.
Yeah.
It's all the same candidates.
Yeah.
I guess last time I checked the website, there were only like two librarian positions open that it was showing.
We just hired 5 brand new librarians.
Oh, wow.
5.
Yeah.
That's good.
And now we're on our 6th. We're going to hire our 6th.
Yeah, we need another one. All of them, it's a clean slate.
How
somebody.
Well, are they needing 6?
6. We needed 6.
Is that for millennial or for.
No!
No, just
for
now.
Correct.
Yeah. So hopefully.
We haven't even looked at millennial.
Yeah, we haven't looked at
that.
Correct.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So lots of new faces at all of our branches.
Well, almost everything is new, I think.
Yeah, I'm still getting it. It's hard with the masks. So
yeah, but some of them we've never seen without a mask.
I was sad.
I know.
I was sad when COVID happened. I'm like, oh, my favorite people are gone.
I know. But yeah, everything else is up and running. You're going to start seeing us do more programming. We just approved usage of the meeting rooms and the auditorium. I know the auditorium's already getting booked. Like,
oh, yeah,
no.
Lots of
I don't know. Probably within the next month or so.
We'll see,
but it's hard because we're going to be on pause while we do summer reading. Because everything's going to happen upstairs on the deck.
Yeah.
Everything will happen up on the deck.
Okay.
So it's going to be a. We were managing that this morning. Like, you want to close what during summer reading? It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, eyes
on
the front.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Main Game Museum?
Yep.
How they have that cool library.
Yep.
Like,
I've been. It's nice. It is a lot. I mean, it's very vintage, very, very cool looking place. Yeah.
But all the books are like only of pottery textiles.
Yeah, yeah. They're a little too high for me.
Yeah, they're too high. It's really cool.
Because you're not supposed to touch them.
Yeah. I know. I was like, I can't. You know, I'm a librarian. I wanted to show my card. Right. I can't touch these. I was trying to figure out like what kind of. It's not Dewey. They use like a whole different kind of like.
Yeah, how do you check out books there?
I don't know.
Like, do you have to just check it out and read it inside?
I could say your staff member.
It's not an art. It's an art exhibit, not even a library.
It's not for circulation.
Well, the person at the desk wasn't even looking up. He was like in her like. I was like, hi, do you want to like engage with me? I'm your only patron.
You're an actor.
Oh, I don't really belong here.
So have you checked out books there?
No, I didn't. I kind of looked at them.
Okay.
Put them back, because I know how to shelf.
Yeah,
you shelf. So you guys will start seeing more. We did open the arts grant. The arts grant is $400,000. We're doing it on kind of like a first come, first serve basis, but it's for children's artists. And you're going to be starting to see a lot of art and art performances all happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, no deadline on that one. We're just...
No deadline.
Where will they perform?
It depends. Some of them will be in parks, some of them are inside the library. It just depends on what they propose.
It's extended to businesses too, small businesses. If they want to hire a performer or put art up, they can apply for that as well to help them, help attract
or
people to their business. So.
Murals, you'll see murals. Those are all coming.
Oh, the Filipino Film Festival, Benito, he applied.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
His application went in.
But yeah, you're going to start seeing that. Our exhibit's changing out in October. Yes. This year, yeah.
Yes.
The Holocaust one's coming down and it's going to be Filipino American.
Yeah, I heard.
Oh, that's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Lots of things are coming. Next thing you know, it's all here.
Bands?
Yep. They're the ones doing it. They're curating it. Mm-hmm. It's time. We went offline for a while. Now we're all back all in one fell swoop.
And more to come.
I know.
It's not over.
That's just the start.
There's still a lot of to-dos that are coming all of a sudden.
That is just
back
the
online.
Start. It's like,
wow.
What?
It's all good, though.
Okay. Anything else? Did I miss anything, guys? No. Probably got all the big ticket stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure.
More. I think so. I think we're good. Like, that's not enough.
But what about the, like, the movie and the, all of the, you know how they used to have the monthly movies?
Oh, no, we're doing that differently, though. We're going to curate it.
Yeah, we're going to, it'll be different. Different.
Because we're working with, you know, we'll likely work with a film, like SCSU Tough Foundation.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll try to partner with that.
To curate.
Yeah, yeah.
Comments, I don't have any comments.
Trustees comments? No, I'm just looking forward to seeing all this happen.
Yeah.
Oh, did we replace Meyer?
No, they put the vacancy out there.
Yeah, the vacancy's out there. So yeah. it takes a while. It's a cycle that they have to go through. So it's,
yeah.
It won't be anytime soon because I know the mayor is. It's taken a while just for us to get.
We have vacancies on both of these two. On
Cultural Arts
and
IFC.
Cultural
Arts have two.
They did, but
they did, but that took a while.
Yeah.
It took a while to yeah. Takes a few months before the new person comes on board.
All right.
Well,
it is 4:27 and we need to adjourn.